Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I had no alarm. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, since it was discovered that Pine Ridge's new school teacher was to be Professor Marion Orville Sloan and not some beautiful auburn-haired woman, school board president L. Edwards has been fast losing interest in the affairs of education. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Cedric is just entering. Listen.
Morning, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Come on in. What can I do for you today?
Oh, nothing, I don't think.
Well?
Mr. Abner, where's a good place to run away to?
Run away?
Yes, Mom.
You fixing to run away from home, Cedric?
I don't know. I might, I think. If Papa don't change his altitude towards me, I'm going to.
Well, what's your Pa done now, Cedric?
Oh, he told me I couldn't charge nothing at the store here no more.
Huh.
Said if I didn't have the actual cash money to buy candy and chewing gum and stuff, then I just couldn't get it. Don't charge nothing more, it's what he said.
Well, he's got a good idea there, Cedric. Well,
I don't like it. Lots of times I want candy and I ain't got no money with me. So, here before, I just charged it. Now I can't do that no more.
Well, I believe that'll be better for you, though, Cedric. I've noticed them bills of yours has been running up sort of high lately. No, I don't blame you, Paul, for telling you that.
Well, it's a lot cheaper to charge things. Fact is, it don't cost nothing that away.
Why, sure it does. Somebody has to pay for it eventually.
Well, I think I'm going to run away. Might go clean to Canada. I don't know.
Now, don't do nothing silly like that, Cedric. Wait till Lum gets back. He'll have a talk with you about it.
Whereabouts is Mr. Lum at?
Oh, he's having a meeting this morning.
School board meeting?
No, this is an air raid warden meeting of some kind. Him and Dick Huddleston's having it. Lum says he ain't going to bother much with the school board no more, not since they hired that Professor Sloan.
Oh, is that Professor Sloan feller actually going to be the teacher this year?
I reckon so. And I don't blame Lum for not wanting to have much to do with him. He taken supper over at our place last night, and I thought he never would go home. Sat there in a parlor and talked and talked.
What did he talk about?
Oh, I don't know what all. Elizabeth and little Pearl got sleepy and went to bed about 9 o'clock, so I just had to sit there and listen to him all by myself. I kept yawning and stretching and getting up and winding the clock, but he never taken a hint.
He never?
No. Finally, I wound the clock up so tired I broke the thing. Then I put the cat out. I left the back door open so the cat keep coming back in. That way I could keep putting her out. But still, Professor Sloan never taken the hint.
Well, when did he finally leave?
I don't know. I went to sleep on the sofa. Never did hear him when he left. Woke up about 1 o'clock and he's gone. Oh, there comes Lum back from his meeting.
I might run away to Idaho instead of Canada. I don't know. I like Idaho potatoes.
Oh, well, now, don't talk about running away, Cedric. That's Plum City. Yeah, did you and Dick have a good meeting, Lum?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, had a good one.
Well.
Hello, Cedric. Now, I got some work for you to do, Abner.
Me? Well, I ain't no air raid warden. That's you and Dick Huddleston.
You're assistant warden, though.
Oh.
We need you to help us put on a big drive we're having.
Well?
It's a drive to make every home in Pine Ridge a V home.
The home?
Yeah. Just look at this box of stickers I got here.
Huh.
Dick got them from the giver man.
Well, I do know. What's these things for?
Them are to paste on the windows of a bee home.
Oh, well, sure, I'll do that. Just go around sticking these on folks' windows, huh?
Well, now, wait a minute. Not every home gets one of them.
Oh, they don't.
Not unless they live up to the 5 requirements for a bee home.
Huh.
This is something they got to earn. This is an honor to get one of these.
An honor?
Why, sure. Dick said this bee certificate is just like a service stripe in the Army. Only this is for the civilian army.
Uh-huh.
Every time you see one of these stickers in a window, you know that there's a home that's doing all it can to win the war.
Well.
And we ain't going to win it unless every home wakes up and starts doing that.
We won't, huh?
Of course not. The soldiers can't win it by themselves, or the sailors, or Marines, or the war workers. It takes everybody to do it.
Yeah, well, I'm willing to do what I can. Now, what am I supposed to do, Lum?
I want you to go out and check up on some homes and see if they're patterned themselves after these 5 requirements.
Oh.
Now, here's a copy of them. Read that over.
Oh, this right here is what they're supposed to do, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, right there.
And if a home has lived up to them, well, then they've earned themselves one of these B stickers.
Huh?
Say, Mr. Lum.
Yeah, what is it, Cedric?
Which is the best place to run away to, Idaho or Canada?
I don't know, Cedric. I never have been to either place. You got that read over, Abner?
Yeah, Mike. Now, preparedness, conservation, salvation.
All right, then. I believe you better practice up once and see if you do it all right.
Practice up?
Yeah. Pretend like you're calling at a home now to check up on them.
Oh, oh.
Cedric can be the housewife you're talking to.
Cedric, a housewife?
Oh, Mr. Law.
Law me, Cedric don't look like no housewife, Law.
Well, this is just for practice. Go ahead now. Cedric, you're a housewife.
Yes, Mom. Hurry up, though, because I got to run away.
Well, what's Cedric's name going to be?
It don't matter what his name is.
Well, I got to know who I'm talking to, don't I? I can't call a housewife Cedric.
All right, then. He can be Ms. Smith.
Smith?
Yeah.
Ms. Ruth Smith?
No.
He's too tall for Ms. Ruth Smith, Lon. She's a little bitty warmer.
I ain't talking about Ms. Ruth Smith.
Well, that's the only Smith I know around here is Ms. Ruth Smith.
Well, I don't believe I like that name much, Ms. Smith. I'd rather be Ms. Pomeroy.
You mean Elsie Pomeroy, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. It's always been my favorite name, Elsie Pomeroy.
Awful pretty, yeah.
All right, you can have that name then. Hurry up.
Yeah, we will. Stand there by the candy counter, Cedric. Miss Pomeroy. That'll be your house from right there on back.
Oh, the candy case is my house?
Yeah.
Can I live in it?
Why, I reckon so, Cedric.
You want me to get in the house?
No, just make out like you're living there. You can be standing here. That'll be your front door.
For goodness sakes, Abner, you don't have to go into such detail as that.
Lom, we want to do this right.
Say, Mr. Abner, how much of them licorice candies there?
Oh, 2 for a penny, I believe, Cedric.
Well, I believe I'll take 3 cents worth of them then. And a penny's worth of them jelly beans and nickel's worth of gumdrops.
You always like these candy cigarettes here, Cedric.
Oh, for goodness sake. You don't have to buy candy now. Let's get on with this practicing here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Just help yourself to whatever you want, Cedric. Now, here we go. Well, howdy-do, Miss Pomeroy.
Mom?
That's you, Cedric.
Oh, yeah. Howdy-do, Mr. Abner. Oh, is your name Mr. Abner?
Yeah, I ain't changed mine. Yeah, that's right.
Howdy-do.
Nice day, ain't it, Miss Pomeroy?
Yes, Mom.
Do you have a V-home?
No, Mom, I don't think we do. Just a regular frame house.
No, you ain't doing this right, Abner. Ask about them 5 requirements. They're all wrote down there for you.
Oh, these things, yeah. Miss Pomeroy, is your home prepared for air raid emergencies?
Mom?
That means, do you know what to do if we have a bombing or something like that?
Well, no, Mom, but Papa knows what to do. He's got a fire extinguisher and everything. Bucket of sand, a blackout room, and I don't know what all.
Well,
that's good. Somebody in your family has to know all about first aid, too. You can get that in, of course. Miss Blevins is given 2 nights a week at the schoolhouse. All right, go on, Abner.
Let's see what's next here. Miss Pomeroy, do you conserve food, clothing, transportation, goods, and health?
How much of them nickel coconut bars there, Mr. Abner?
Well, they're a nickel, Cedric. You want one?
Yes, Mama. How much are they?
A nickel a piece.
How much is 2 of them?
Well, that'd be, for 10 cents for 2, yeah.
2 of them, then.
Yeah, all right, sir.
Cedric, you ain't paying no attention. I don't think you are neither, Abner.
I asked him the question, or asked her, Elsie Pomeroy.
Yeah, but you're supposed to find out if her family's being careful not to waste no food, not to wear out their clothes too fast, and if they're just using their car when they have to so they can save on tires, and if they're keeping themselves in good health.
Oh.
Them's the things you got to watch, Cedric.
I ain't Cedric. I'm Miss Pomeroy.
Well, whoever you are. Go ahead, Abner. Ask him the next one.
Ms. Pomeroy, are you salvaging old essential materials that can be converted into war use?
Well,
that means are you turning in all the iron and brass and metal and rubber and such things as that?
Why, of course he does, Lon. Cedric collected a big truck full of stuff just last week. Ms. Pomeroy did.
No, Mom, that was Cedric that done that.
All right, go on to the next one, Abner.
Let's see what's next. Mrs. Pomeroy, do you squelch rumors?
We don't take in no rumors.
No, not that kind of rumor, Cedric. This means that if you hear something that sounds like it might be military secrets or some kind, just keep it to yourself.
Oh, that kind.
And if you hear something that you ain't sure if it's true or not, just forget it. Don't repeat it.
Uh-huh.
All right, go on, then.
Yeah. Miss Pomeroy, do you...
I'll take one of them jumbo marshmallow bars, too.
Well, go ahead and take one. Miss Pomeroy, do you make regular purchases of war bonds and stamps? At least 10% of your salary?
No, Mom, but I think I'll purchase one of them walnut bars there.
All right,
Granny, wait a minute, Cedric. Don't you realize what an important thing this is? This has to do with winning the war. Or losing it, if folks don't pay no more attention than you're doing. V stands for victory. And if we can't make every home a V home, well, we just won't have no homes of no kind left. That V sticker there is something everybody ought to work for. And it's going to take good, hard-working American families to earn it. All right, Abner. Get out now and see how many houses you can check before noon.
Yeah, all right. I'll go right now. I'll check them good. Don't worry.
Well, wait a minute. I'll go along with you, too. Come on.
Well, here, wait a minute, Cedric. You got to pay for all that candy you just bought.
Pay for it?
Why, sure.
Well, I ain't paying for this. I'm charging it.
You can't do that, Cedric. Don't you recollect what your papa said?
Well, this is different, though.
Different?
Yes, Mom. This candy was bought by Ms. Elsie Pomeroy, and I know she's got an account here.